Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about walking with Jesus on this road of resurrection, understanding that as we're united with Christ, we can be confident that we also will be resurrected with Christ. When we die to sin, we can live for Christ. And so each weekday morning, we're taking a look at a different aspect of what this resurrection power looks like in our life. What we ought to be doing with it. How we get it. And today, we're going to focus in on a resurrection teaching. The teaching we receive from the resurrection of Jesus, the teaching that we ought to share about the resurrection, not just of Jesus, but the resurrection he wants to accomplish in the lives of people. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2. The writer of Hebrews is talking about the basics, the foundational elements of our faith in Christ. And he says, instruction about baptism, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. A variety of categories that the writer says ought to be part of what we learn, ought to be part of what we've been instructed in. Well, there's an unspoken in this particular verse aspect of that instruction, and that it's not a one-way street. In fact, we're to teach, to instruct others based on what we ourselves have learned from God. On what we've learned from God's Word. And I understand, and we've talked in the past about specific gifts, different types of teaching, different responsibilities of teaching. But because someone has a gift of teaching that is meant to be used in a public setting, it doesn't excuse those that don't have that particular gift from teaching their neighbor, their coworker, their child, their parent. See, God's desire is that we have Him as our primary teacher, His Spirit, kind of as the instructor's assistant, if you will, that helps us to learn, that helps us to understand the things that are beyond our comprehension. And he says, there are things that we'll never understand. But there are things that we ought to. We ought to be instructed in them. We ought to be able to instruct others in them. And one of those things is the resurrection. Oh, do we know the details of how it happened? Well, yes and no. The details are God did it. We tend to like more details than that. God did it by His power. He did it to conquer the grave. So that he could say, and we can say, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? You see, it doesn't feel good to us when a loved one dies. I don't know how it feels when I die. I suspect there's very unpleasant parts of it, but I also suspect those unpleasant parts are forgotten pretty quickly. The Bible somewhat compares it to the woman giving birth. That the pains of childbirth are quickly forgotten as they're overshadowed by the joy of a baby. And the pains of, we call it death, but the pains of entering the eternal kingdom, I think, are quickly going to be overshadowed by the joy of that new life. Now, we receive that new life. We live that new life here on earth. We begin that new life. At the time of our death, we are simply changing addresses, changing substance and form. But when we live that resurrected life, when we live by the resurrection power, when we live in the spirit of the resurrection that we've been talking about all week, we've learned a great deal that ought to prepare us to teach. And so we gaze deeply into God's Word. We allow His Word, His Spirit, to teach us the importance of the resurrection, the truth of the resurrection, the power of the resurrection. And as it teaches us, we find ourselves more and more prepared to teach others. Oh, not in some authoritative, I know it all kind of voice, but in a gentle, let me tell you of how God has transformed my life. How God has raised me from the death of sin to the life of forgiveness. God's desire is that we would live as those resurrected. And in doing so, we would be taught so that we can teach. As we near the weekend, just want to encourage you. A couple different things happening here at the Deer Run Church of Christ. Saturday night, Mitch McVicker will be here bringing a concert, time of worship, opened by the Indiana Rays. Some of our own and some others that have joined with them here at Deer Run. Some great musical talent, great worship. And so that'll be Saturday night at 6 p.m. here at 2730 South Ironwood Drive. Just encourage you to come out. Free concert. There will be an offering taken up to support the ministry of Mitch McVicker. And invite some friends. Come for a great time of worship. Sunday morning, we'll gather Brett Mitchell, missionary to the Philippines. He and his wife and two children will be with us. Brett will be sharing during our Sunday school time. Begins at 9:15 a.m. More detailed update on the mission work there in the Philippines. Q&A time available then. And then during our 10:30 a.m. worship gathering, he'll be bringing God's Word, as well as some updates on the mission then as also. Following our service, carry-in fellowship meal. We're providing fried chicken and asking people to bring a couple generous dishes of their favorite sides and desserts to share as we just fellowship together on Sunday here at Deer Run Church of Christ. And so I'd love to see you here Saturday and Sunday, and to grow together, to worship together, to learn together. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.